The question was finally settled by Heinrich Rubens, a close friend of Planck's, and Ferdinand Kurlbaum. Based at the Technische Hochschule on Berliner Straße, where at the age of 35 he had recently been promoted to ordinary professor, Rubens spent most of his time as a guest worker at the nearby PTR. It was there, with Kurlbaum, that he built a blackbody that allowed measurements of the uncharted territory deep within the infrared region of the spectrum. During the summer, they tested Wien's law between wavelengths of 0.03 millimeters and 0.06 millimeters at temperatures ranging from 200 to 1500 degrees Celsius. At these longer wavelengths, they found the difference between theory and observation was so marked that it could be evidence of only one thing: the breakdown of Wien's law. Rubens and Kurlbaum wanted to announce their results in a paper to the German Physical Society. The next meeting was on Friday, 5th of October. With little time to write a paper, they decided to wait until the following meeting 2 weeks later. In the meantime, Rubens knew that Planck would be eager to hear the latest results. It was among the elegant villas of bankers, lawyers, and other professors in the affluent suburb of Grunewald in West Berlin that Planck lived for 50 years in a large house with an enormous garden. On Sunday, 7th October, Rubens and his wife came for lunch. Inevitably, the talk between the two friends soon turned to physics and the blackbody problem. Rubens explained that his latest measurements left no room for doubt. Wien's law failed at long wavelengths and high temperatures. Those measurements, Planck learnt, revealed that at such wavelengths the intensity of blackbody radiation was proportional to the temperature. That evening, Planck decided to have a go at constructing the formula that would reproduce the energy spectrum of blackbody radiation. He now had three crucial pieces of information to help him. First, Wien's law accounted for the intensity of radiation at short wavelengths. Second, it failed in the infrared, where Rubens and Kurlbaum had found that intensity was proportional to the temperature. Third, Wien's displacement law was correct. Planck had to find a way to assemble these three pieces of the blackbody jigsaw together to build the formula. His years of hard-won experience were quickly put into practice as he set about manipulating the various mathematical symbols of the equations at his disposal. After a few unsuccessful attempts, through a combination of inspired scientific guesswork and intuition, Planck had a formula. It looked promising. But was it Kirchhoff's long-sought-after equation? Was it valid at any given temperature for the entire spectrum? Planck hurriedly penned a note to Rubens and went out in the middle of the night to post it. After a couple of days, Rubens arrived at Planck's home with the answer. He had checked Planck's formula against the data and found an almost perfect match.